Let's talk about the Marcellus Shale industry. Dave Spiegelmeyer on the live line with us now. He's president of the Marcellus Shale Coalition. It's an industry group. It's the region's largest shale development trade association. And they're holding Shale Insight 2016, a conference over at the David Lawrence Convention Center downtown. Dave, good morning. Thanks a lot for being here.
Yeah, good morning, PJ. Glad to be with you this morning.
What are the industry's biggest concerns?
PJ, you know, we're really focused right now on how we get our infrastructure built so we continue to attract jobs and economic opportunity for our citizens, not only going in this region, but across the country and even globally. So, I mean, we've got to get pipelines in the ground, get infrastructure built, so we can continue to have the good news spread across the region, much like we had just not long ago with the Shell Petrochemical Facility announcement here in western Pennsylvania.
So what is the status of it now? We'll talk about that cracker plant in a few moments, but what is the status of the infrastructure, the pipelines, and the various things you need to move product from A to B?
Well, we've gone from from producing about a quarter of Pennsylvania's natural gas needs to now producing almost a quarter of the nation's natural gas needs out of our basin and out of our region. We've joined Ohio and West Virginia in this conference to be able to shine a light on where we need infrastructure, how we need to build that infrastructure in an environmentally responsible fashion, so we can deliver these, you know, valued products to manufacturers and consumers across our region. The great benefits that our region has already seen is our natural gas rates for utility customers have dropped in excess of half of what they were back in 2008. That's giving folks upwards of another $1,200 in their pocket at the end of the year. So that's a good thing, and you know, it's a direct benefit from what we're doing in shale development.
What are the obstacles to getting all that done?
Yeah, you know, certainly we got to work with local communities and landowners to be able to address their needs and their siting requirements on property, individual private property that occurs across Pennsylvania. But I would also share is that, you know, there's a lot of opposition money that's come into our region, folks that don't like fossil fuels. But when you really start to take a look at nearly every single product we use in our everyday lives, fossil fuels are a really key part of being able to deliver those products. Steel, glass, plastics, chemicals, fertilizers, powdered metals, pharmaceutical medications, all derived from natural gas.
You mentioned the cracker plant that's proposed up in Beaver County. Shell, I guess, is involved in that. Tell us more about that and how that affects the producers of this natural gas you're digging for.
Yeah, certainly the southwestern part of Pennsylvania, the northern part of West Virginia, and the eastern part of Ohio is a liquid-rich region, meaning you produce heavy hydrocarbons or liquid hydrocarbons, ethane, pentane, butane, isobutane, propane, the primary feedstock for the Shell petrochemical facility is ethane. And we produce an awful lot of that. Be able to take ethane, crack that from ethane to ethylene and ethylene to polyethylene to form a plastic pellet. That's the operation that will be taking place in Beaver County. What the real benefit is, and certainly folks are concentrating on the 6,000-plus jobs to build that facility and the work that will occur over the next 5 or 6 years, but the real opportunity are the downstream benefits. When we start to see manufacturers and plastics and sealants and coatings and paints and tires and plastic bottles and plastic products that will occur, I think, not only in this state but across the region, that I think will be an extraordinary benefit for our region.
What ancillary business do you see developing as a result of this cracker plant? Do you see people taking the raw product from the cracker plant and producing product somewhere locally here?
PJ, I think that's where the huge opportunities arise, and I think that's where the leaders in this region and leaders, you know, at the state level really see the enormous opportunities budding from the development of the Shell petrochemical facility. So I think that it's not only a promise, I think it's almost a given. If you look at anywhere across the globe that has ethane management or a petrochemical facility like this, there are downstream benefits and manufacturing opportunities that flow from that. We're going to spend some time talking about that at this conference. We're going to talk about pipeline infrastructure, new growth opportunities in power generation and end use and transportation, how we do that in an environmentally responsible fashion, and how our citizens get the economic, environmental, and energy security benefits from our products.
Well, thanks a lot for talking with us, and welcome to Pittsburgh.
Thanks very much. Really appreciate being on your show this morning.
Dave Spiegelmeyer on the live line with us, president of the Marcellus Shale Coalition. They have Shale Insight 2016, a conference at the David Lawrence Convention Center.